Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Your First Mentor Meeting Makes or Breaks Success. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering statistic. 70% of mentored businesses survive twice as long as those without mentors. But here's the problem. Most entrepreneurs completely waste their first mentor meeting by asking the wrong questions and looking for the wrong things. Today, I want to share exactly what to look for and what to ask to make that first meeting count. Let's start with what I call the three non-negotiables when selecting a mentor. First, you need industry experience that's relevant but not identical to yours. Think of it like this. You don't need someone who's built the exact same business, but someone who understands the terrain you're navigating. Second, look for a track record of developing people, not just personal success. There's a huge difference between someone who's achieved something and someone who can teach others to achieve it. Third, they need available time and genuine interest in mentoring. Here's your red flag. Anyone who talks more about their achievements than your potential isn't mentor material. Now, what should you actually ask in that first meeting? Start with, what's the biggest mistake you see entrepreneurs make in my situation? This reveals how they think about your challenges. Ask, how do you prefer to structure our relationship? And what would success look like for you as my mentor? Avoid the temptation to ask for immediate solutions. Instead, focus on understanding their mentoring style. Let me share a real example. Sarah, a tech startup founder, chose her first mentor based on an impressive LinkedIn profile. Their first meeting, he pitched his own services and asked for equity. Red flags everywhere. Her second mentor had a retail background and asked thoughtful questions about her customers. The result? 3x revenue growth in 18 months because he helped her think differently about customer relationships. Here's how to set up success from day one. Establish clear meeting frequency and communication preferences. Define specific goals for the next 90 days. Ask what they expect from you as a mentee. Always end with, "What should I prepare for our next conversation?" Your actionable takeaway: before any mentor meeting, write down 3 specific challenges you're facing and 1 question about their mentoring approach. Remember, you're interviewing them as much as they're evaluating you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.